Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy conditions with mild high temperatures into the upper 60s. We'll have our winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to a low of 48. Wednesday, slight chance for a morning shower, otherwise partly cloudy conditions. We're back to 64. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas game wardens are investigating deer killings across the state, including three does being killed in Waldo in Russell County. They're not sure when it happened this weekend, but are pretty sure it came between Friday and Saturday. This is a crime because hunting is closed this season. And then in Lyon County, a buck was beheaded. It was found in a bean field northwest of Americus on Sunday. In other news, two Barton County Sheriff's Patrol vehicles were struck by a semi-truck when it failed to stop and crashed into the officers' vehicles. Both deputies were out of their cars when it happened, and no one was injured. The officers were working a crash at Barton and Ellsworth County line at Kansas Highway 156. Wichita police have identified 77-year-old Carol Beal as the driver that died after being hit by a train in South Wichita. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Biden-Harris administration has announced a $2 billion investment that will go to more than 150 construction projects that use cleaner construction material. The funding will support projects across 39 states, the District of Columbia, and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. In Topeka, our state's capital, $25 million will go to low-embodied carbon construction materials for the Frank Carlson Federal Building. Another project in the state will be the Robert J. Dole Courthouse facade, which will be receiving $11 million in LEC glass repairs with windows to eliminate leaks. Schools in Burlingame were locked down as students and staff were sheltered in place, while the Osage County Sheriff's Office investigated a situation and searched for a juvenile suspect who allegedly threatened the school. The juvenile was taken into custody, and the Osage County Sheriff Chris Wells is thankful for the parents and the students who reported the incident. He also added that they consider themselves lucky that this situation was resolved quickly. They will continue to investigate the situation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The city of Grand Island now owns Camp Augustine, and the mayor, Roger Steele, spoke with KSNB Local 4 about why it is important to keep the land preserved.
There's very little access that people have to public access to natural areas anymore, so that's why Camp Augustine is a treasure. We're preserving it so that families and young people, well, anybody, can come out here and enjoy a natural environment.
And David Plon, the scout executive of the Overland Trails Council, explained the role in the future.
Our role in the future with the city is to help them develop a master plan and to help them maybe raise dollars and also to help them fill the facility with campers.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve a $100 a month cost of living raise, effective first of the year. Beginning January 1st, the county will pay employees on a semi-monthly basis. A resolution will be presented in the near future outlining holidays. Department head meeting was held. Treasurer is getting ready for 2023 tax collections to start. Preliminary letters have been mailed out to approximately 80 parcels that would qualify for a tax sale. Last working day for the county will be December 28th. Courthouse will be closed to the public December 29th to allow closeout. Commissioners approved hiring Jessica Boots as dispatcher in the Sheriff's Office and Jillian Perez as clerk in the Register of Deeds Office. Register of Deeds has also recommended hiring another full-time employee. The board took no action at this time. Public Works reported two retirements in November, Roy Youngerberg and Tony Joyce. New janitor Leon Prawley will start in November. County Councilor and Sheriff met to discuss drafting a resolution to address fees charged by local veterinarians when an animal is placed in their care due to incarceration of the owner. Washington County Health Director reported to commissioners COVID shots are no longer paid for by the government and will be charged to insurance. They're still doing health fair profiles, open Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 11:30 a.m. for the profiles. Nemahal County Attorney advised commissioners he would be sending letters to those with delinquent property taxes in anticipation of a future tax sale. The Nemahal County Sheriff inquired about health insurance rate increases, noting he may be losing staff due to changing costs expected. Work on the comprehensive plan was updated, with the consultant impressed with unanimous support of Planning Commission members. Tuesday is Election Day. Polling locations will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Marshall County voters will address a half-cent sales tax to fund the balance up to $9 million toward a new jail proposed, while Blue Rapids and Waterville residents also have another half-cent sales tax on the ballot toward general funds. This would be a continuation of a previous half-cent tax that funded Valley Heights football field and track improvements for the past 10 years, which was paid off in September. Other races include city and school board positions, including a contested race for mayor in Marysville, with Todd Fry challenging incumbent Jason Barnes. Ward 1 City Council has Chris Schrader challenging incumbent Parker Price. Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zarias is opposed by David Sane, and although Clayton Reed remains on the ballot, he has withdrawn. Three candidates are filed for two council positions. Frankfort and Waterville each have four candidates filed for three council positions. Vermilion Mayor James Wolsencroft is challenged by Russell Ogg Jr. A number of other city positions are uncontested. For Marysville USD 364 School Board, Paige Howard and Chance Hartner face off for position two. Jessica Jordan, Buster Schmitz, position 3, while Craig Harries challenges incumbent Michelle Reinhardt for position 4. All voters may vote for all four positions. USD 498 Valley Heights has Corey Ekstrom challenging incumbent Michael Vermitten for position 2. Lucas Ripke and Janelle Bigham filed for position 3, and Darren Bigham and Scott Turber, position 7. Among contested races, Prairie Hills USD 113, position 5, and Shaughnessy will face incumbent Leslie Scobie. Polling locations include Marysville American Legion, Valley Heights Junior Senior High, Cigna Center in Frankfort, St. Malachy's Hall at Beatty, Axtell American Legion, and Summerfield Community Center. In Washington, Terry Morse and Roxanne Schottel are running for mayor, with a riding candidacy announced by Garrett Edgar, and three are filed for two council positions. USD 108, Washington County will have three contestants for Position 3 School Board,
with Kelsey Beichman, Jamie Cole, and Lindsay Hattisall. Bev Logis and Travis Henick square off for position 7, Hanover Barnes Lynn School Board. KNDY will have election results and coverage beginning in the 9 p.m. hour on Tuesday evening. Marysville High School FFA chapter among 14 in Kansas named a 3-star chapter for work in the National Award Program. Kansas Ag and Rural Leadership class will visit Marysville touring Landall Company Wednesday as part of a 2-year curriculum. They'll also visit University of Nebraska at Lincoln and return to Marysville for a dinner meeting and program Wednesday evening. Community Memorial Healthcare and Pawnee Mental Health Services offering a mental health first aid class this Friday, November 10th, 8:30 till 5 at the CMH South Plaza in Marysville. The full-day course provided free through a grant Pawnee Mental Health has received. Lunch provided by CMH. Community members and business persons encouraged to receive the training to know how to spot and respond to those in a mental health crisis. Contact Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville if you'd like to attend this Friday, November 10th. Dolores Wassenberg, age 92 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Wassenberg. Samantha A. Ekstrom, 8-year-old daughter of Matthew and Brittany Ekstrom of Vermilion, passed away November 1st at Children's Mercy in Kansas City. Funeral service Saturday, November 11th, 10:30 at the Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Salem Lutheran Cemetery south of Axtell. Axtell and her funeral home in charge of arrangements for Samantha Ekstrom. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, green beans, mixed fruit, and cake. Tomorrow, hamburger, potato wedges, broccoli salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kiwanis Pancake Day is back on Tuesday, November 7th at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Join them from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. They'll be serving up fluffy pancakes, scrambled eggs, sizzling sausage, and drinks. The best part, it's a free will donation. Dine-in and carry-out meals are available. Don't miss performances during the noon and dinner hours by the talented students from our local schools. Plus, Marysville High School art students will have their artwork on display throughout the event. Mark your calendar for Kiwanis Pancake Day, Tuesday, November 7th. You won't want to miss this.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still running well above average here yet for today and a bit above average into Wednesday, but some cooler conditions returning by Thursday and into your Friday as a cold frontal boundary and developing low pressure system work in from the northwest into the day on Wednesday, dropping our high temperatures back into the 50s both Thursday and into your Friday, which is back closer to average temperature-wise for this time of year. Still looking at a fairly dry weather forecast through the end of your work week, with just a very slight chance for some passing showers there early in the day on Wednesday as that frontal boundary works on through. And then temperatures look to moderate back into the lower to middle 60s by the time we get to Sunday and into your Monday. But this afternoon's high temperatures looking to climb into the upper 60s close to that 70-degree mark and still expecting highs close to the mid-60s even into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early November 59, record high on this date 82. The average low 35 and the record low 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:01, sunset this evening at 5:21. 46 degrees, sun is up. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday. It's Election Day, the 7th of November. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
The Valley Heights Drama Club presents their fall musical, Yearbook Reflection, this Saturday and Sunday at the Waterville Opera House. Show times are Saturday at 2 p.m. with a second showing at 7 p.m., while Sunday's performance will be a matinee at 2 p.m. A blend of humor, compassion, and willpower. Take a trip down memory lane with Valley Heights Drama Club's fall musical, Yearbook Reflection. Show times on Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. and a Sunday showing at 2 p.m. Performances at the Waterville Opera House with a free will donation.
The Chargers defense takes over at MetLife. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. The Jets hosted the Chargers to conclude NFL Week 9. New York was riding a three-game win streak until they ran into a brick wall in the form of the Chargers defense. After shutting down the Jets' first drive, Darius Davis would receive the punt for L.A. and take it to the house.
And he has fielded it at the 13, sets up his blockers, running left to right. There we go, Darius Davis, 35-40. Turn on the Jets, Darius, 40, 30, 20, 10, Darius Davis, house call, touchdown, Chargers.
The call on ALT 98.7, Austin Eckler also ran in two touchdowns. On defense, the Chargers would sack Zach Wilson eight times as they cruise past the Jets 27-6. Wilson, after the game, on what went wrong.
I think we all just kept taking turns, you know, too many self-inflicted wounds. It's not good enough, I don't know.
To the NBA hardwood, the Celtics taking their undefeated record since the start of the season to Minnesota, where Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves would give Boston their first loss.
Ant looking to drive, spins in the lane, top ball away with one hit. He threw it up. He threw it in. Ant's unstoppable.
The call on KFAN. Edwards was crucial in overtime, finishing with 38 points. The T-Wolves defeated the Celtics 114-109. Another night, another triple-double for Nikola Jokic, this time against the Pelicans.
Jokic back over to Porter. Porter back over to Jokic, drives in on Valanciunas. Got fouled, that's done, he's out.
The call on Altitude Sports Radio, the Joker had 35 points, 14 rebounds, and 12 assists, lifting Denver to a 134-116 win. Elsewhere, Joel Embiid had 48 to push the Sixers past the Wizards. The Mavericks beat the Magic. The Bucks edged past the Nets. And the Knicks spoiled James Harden's Clippers debut with a double-digit win. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer six different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report.
The state of Arkansas takes on foreign land ownership with a brand new rule that I think is great. I got to tell you, friends, their governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, they have just passed a law enforcing foreign ownership land restrictions. In fact, on October the 17th, Governor Sanders ordered a China-owned company to drop farmland that they own in northeast Arkansas. They got to get rid of it. I didn't know we could do this kind of stuff. Specifically, Sanders directed Northrop King Seed Company, which is a subsidiary of Syngenta, owned by the Chinese Communist Party, controlled ChemChina, to divest 160 acres of Craighead County farmland within 2 years. ChemChina is listed by the Department of Defense as a Chinese military company carrying threat potential to the U.S. Makes sense, doesn't it? Shouldn't be here. The announcing, she says, I'm announcing this, Syngenta, a Chinese state-owned ag company, must give up its holdings in Arkansas. Additionally, the Attorney General levied a $280,000 fine against Syngenta for failure to disclose ownership. Well, I wonder why they failed. In the meantime, friends, the question is, can they get rid of it? To the extent the actors are out of the country, it's hard to physically get access to them, according to the people in Arkansas. But to the extent that they have assets within the state, we can take legal proceedings against that. I have full confidence they're going to divest themselves of the property, and they're going to pay the fine. How about that? Hats off to Arkansas.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Woody encroachment has become more of a problem for grassland owners in recent years. University of Nebraska at Lincoln and the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources scientist Dylan Fogarty shares management techniques for woody encroachment. He begins by explaining what woody encroachment is and how it contributes to the loss of grasslands.
Woody encroachment is the process where a grassland transitions to a woody-dominated state. It's actually one of the top two drivers of grassland loss in the Great Plains, and it's occurring globally in our grasslands. You know, we've removed fire from these landscapes, and we see woody encroachment as these grasslands are disappearing. It's become more of a problem today than in past generations.
He describes how producers can get ahead of the problem.
So with these new approaches, we have a more spatially explicit approach. And what I mean by that is where we manage on the land becomes really important if we want to get ahead of this. So the goal there is to get out in front of the problem, secure those grasslands, and then work towards the problem. The mantra or the battle cry that people talk about is defend the core, grow the core. And so find those core grasslands, defend them at the leading edge of encroachment, and then use your brush management treatments and your prescribed fire to grow those core areas. We talk about it as, you know, past approaches, we've been like ambulance drivers, and we're going to the worst areas. It's expensive. The chance of success is low. Now we're trying to transition to more primary care providers. We can do preventative health care where we can work in our best grasslands, large, intact areas that haven't had woody encroachment yet, or maybe they're just starting to experience it. Being able to go to those areas, secure them, and work from there.
Fogarty reviews how prescribed fire can aid producers as well as other management strategies.
You know, there's a variety of tools. You have prescribed fire. The only thing that can control seeds, seedlings, small trees, large trees, woodland patches, the natural obstacle to trees in the Great Plains is fire. But you also have things like goats and herbivory that can target small trees. You've got hand tools that can get some of those small trees, haying, mowing, you know, different approaches for tackling those small trees, but fire being among the most effective, definitely. Thinking about what tools you have in the toolbox, and how they fit into a management plan. So rather than saying, this is my tool, what can I do with it? Coming up with a vision for what you want the property to look like, and then saying, what tools can I use to get there?
That was Dylan Fogarty from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln in the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources. He recently presented the topic of managing woody encroachment at Kansas State University Research and Extension's annual conference. To find a handbook on this topic, visit www.prairieproject.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you like weather extremes, you will love November. It's a look into the weather archives today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 7th, the 311th day of the year. Brady Bunch middle brother Christopher Knight celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1940, high winds caused the collapse of the newly constructed Galloping Gertie Bridge in Tacoma, Washington. November can be a month of dramatic weather events as cold air masses build up under high pressure in the Arctic. When the jet stream happens to get behind one of those air masses, it sends the freezing air barreling south. Such cold fronts are sometimes called blue northers. In 1911, one such front blasted into Oklahoma and sent the thermometer from 83 to 17 in one afternoon. It's not hard to see why a blue norther is also sometimes called a pneumonia front. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 47 degrees this hour. Highs around 70 on another mild high today with sunshine.
Mid-America Sports Network, I am Felix Johnson. Trevor Hudgens won three national championships at Northwest Missouri State and is a Manhattan native. Now Small College Basketball, LLC, is naming an award after him. He spoke with KSNT about how surprising it is.
At the end of my career, I thought I might get in the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame, but I never thought I would have a award after me. And I'm just still shocked. I think it's crazy that I graduated, 3 years ago, and there's already an award after me.
KU got the 28-21 victory over Iowa State on Saturday night. That moves their record to 7-2 on the season after the Jayhawks' first win in Ames in nearly 15 years. The K-State Wildcats overcame a 20-point deficit and sent the game to overtime, but they fell short in the end against number 7 Texas, 33-30. Coach Kleiman on the loss.
A couple things. One, this one really hurts for our guys, especially our older guys that really wanted to get this one done.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one leaf produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
There's more than one Avery Johnson at Kansas State University. The other one just happens not to be the true freshman quarterback. Avery Johnson, the girl, spoke with KSNT about how interesting the confusion may be.
It's definitely added some, funny moments in my college experience, and it's definitely, always a connection piece. Whenever I talk with people about K-State, am I saying my name's Avery Johnson? It's always a nice conversation starter that I appreciate.
In other news, the Chiefs' defense stayed strong in Germany, allowing only 14 points to the Miami Dolphins' offense, which had been around the top of the league all year long. Their offense even began the game hot, opening the game with a 75-yard drive for a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes finished the game with 185 yards through the air and two touchdowns, but he completed two-thirds of his passes. The Chiefs moved to 7-2 as they get ready for their bye week, and they travel back from Frankfurt to Kansas City, and will have a matchup with the team that they played in the Super Bowl on Monday Night Football next week, November 20th. The Philadelphia Eagles will be coming to Arrowhead. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
For three long months.
too much work and not enough play. But that old groundhog didn't see its shadow today. It won't be long, heaven's on its way. Now I can't wait for the girls of summer, all makes, all models, all styles and shapes. They're cut off jeans and the string bikinis on sandy beaches, rivers, and lakes. Those wintertime blues sure been a bummer. Wait for the girls of summer. All the girls of summer. I hold her memories in the winter time and watch them come alive in the warm sunshine. From coast to coast and every city in town. The girls of summer.